Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Today, I want to do something a little different. I am a certified Yasui Reiki master, and I also have several certifications in other types of Reiki practices or energies. And so what I want to do today is do a mini little Reiki energy healing session. And I also want to give you a little bit of information or background on the root chakra. I'm probably going to sprinkle these in here and there, going through the various chakras. And since this is a little bit different than an actual Reiki session where we would either be together, or because I do distance energy healing or Reiki sessions, still, you can't see me, right? Because it's a podcast. So I'm going to kind of talk you through it somewhat like a guided meditation. I hope this resonates with you. I hope this helps you. Also, I want to say before we get into it that it is important that for this particular episode that you not listen to it while you're driving or anything where you need to be focused on what you're doing because you might hurt yourself or somebody else. Let's make sure that we do that. Okay. So again, I want to try something different with this episode, and I really, really hope you enjoy it. So let's start with talking about the root chakra. And just to keep it short and simple, the root chakra is associated with a few different things. It's associated with basically your groundedness, your connection to the earth that we live on. It's all about your foundations. It is about what brings you peace, what brings you security, what makes you feel safe. And so a lot of times you're going to hear people when it comes to dealing with and working with the root chakra, anything like as far as affirmations and things like that, they're all going to be centered around you feeling protected, you feeling safe, and you feeling secure. The root chakra is often associated with the color red. So as we get into this, that is something that I'm going to have you focus on. Have you focus on the color red. So be prepared for that. A couple things that will help you if you know that you have stuck or stagnant energy when it comes to your root chakra. You'll experience often things like fatigue. You'll experience issues with your identity, being secure in who you are. A lot of times, people that have stuck, stale, or stagnant energy in their root chakra are very greedy. They're very unstable, or, you know, they suffer with instability. Whereas somebody that has a balanced and they're flowing energy in their root chakra. They're very grounded people. They have a sense of community. They have a sense of family, a sense of tribe. They have solid foundational beliefs and structures in their lives. So let's go ahead and get started on our mini energy healing for the root chakra. So what I want you to do first is get in a comfortable position. It could either be a seated position in your favorite chair, or if you're somebody that likes to sit on the floor, whatever makes you feel comfortable. You can also lie down if that makes you feel comfortable. You can lie on the couch. You can lie on the floor. You can lie across your bed. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. Once you get in your comfortable position, I want you then to close your eyes and begin to block out everything but the sound of my voice and your breathing. I then want you to begin to visualize a scene or scenery or a place you go to or that symbolizes to you freedom and groundedness. So for some, it might be the place that you're in now. For others, it may be a park or a meadow or somewhere by water. It could be an ocean or a lake, a waterfall, whatever or wherever you feel at peace and grounded. Now I want you to begin to visualize something in the color red. I want this to be something that resonates with you. So it could be a flower. It could be a blanket. It could be a pillow. It could be a shirt. Could be a ribbon, a balloon. It's specific to you, but it must be in the color red. It can even be a warm red light that surrounds you or fills the space that you're currently in. So as this red image or item begins to become clear to you, I want you to focus on that. And then I want you to focus on your breathing. I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose. And then I want you to exhale slowly through your mouth. We're focusing on our breathing and focusing on the color red so that we can begin to attune and to cleanse and to focus on our root chakra. So as we're concentrating and we're focusing on this color red, breathing in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to begin to feel the warmth that this color is bringing into your space, into your surroundings. I want you to feel the security that this brings with it. I want you to focus on the peace that this red brings with it. Remember that this is a warm feeling that's wrapped all around you, that's filling the space that you're in. Again, as you're breathing in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. And we want to begin to release any and everything It is not complimentary to the feeling that this color red is bringing to us. Remembering that the root chakra is all about our foundations. It's about us being at peace and being peaceful. It's about us feeling secure and safe. So anything that may be coming up or little things that may be trying to creep through your focus right now that don't match these things, we're releasing it. So as we're focusing on this red and we're letting this red, again, wrap us in its warmth, that feeling of security, that feeling of peace, we are releasing everything that may be happening around us in our lives right now, even in our minds. If we have inner turmoil that has us feeling insecure, we are releasing that. We are releasing it as we're allowing the warmth of that red item to come into us and to fill us. It is pushing out everything that is contrary to the peace, the security, and the safety that this color red is bringing into us. Anything that may be preventing us from remaining in this peaceful state, anything that has us feeling insecure or unsure or unstable, ungrounded, unprotected, we're allowing the warmth of this red light, this red item that we're focusing on. We're allowing it to push all of that out. It's pushing it out. And I want you to imagine how that feels, being pushed down from your hip area, being pushed down your legs, being pushed down to the bottoms of your feet, being pushed down even further out of your body. Allow it to push it down and push it out. This is us cleansing the energy of our root chakra. We're pushing all of that out. Everything that is contrary to us being grounded, to us feeling stable and secure on a solid foundation filled with peace, everything contrary to that going on in our life, in our minds, in our hearts right now, we're allowing the warmth of that red to push it out, push it out. Remembering to breathe in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. Pushing all of that that's contrary to what we gain from our balanced root chakra. Pushing that out. Pushing it out, pushing it out. And as we begin to feel all of that negativity, stale energy, stagnant energy that may have been blocking or making our root energy stale or stagnant or hard to turn, we begin to feel the freedom. Begin to feel the freedom of that safe, secure, peaceful energy beginning to flow and to turn within us. Now that we've pushed out and gotten rid of all of everything that was gumming up the works, everything that was not allowing our peace, our groundedness, our security, our safety to flow within us. You should now be able to feel it. Should now be able to embrace it and feel it flowing and turning within you. Let's focus on this for just a few moments. Again, breathing in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. Just relax in the warmth of that security, peace, and the stability that this warm red light is bringing into your space, into your mind, into your body. Again, breathing in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. Going to begin to let the warmth sink in as we slowly begin to watch the red light begin to fade and sink into us. We are welcoming the warmth of this red light. We are accepting of the warmth of this red light. We are grateful and thankful for the energy in our root chakra now being cleansed and free. As we watch the red light begin to fade, we slowly become aware of our surroundings. Again, we're taking slow, deep breaths in through our nose and out through our mouth, taking our time, slowly becoming back aware of our surroundings. Take your time, no rush. And as we come back and we start to be aware of the things around us, we're still mindful to remember that our root chakra is connected to and all about us being safe, protected, peaceful, and secure. So anytime you begin to feel like these things are a struggle for you, you know to focus on the color red. Breathe it into you. Allow the warmth of it to wrap you in its arms and push those negative feelings out so you can free yourself from that stale, stagnant, negative energy and replace it with positive energy, with positive flow when it comes to those areas of your life. Now you should be fully aware of your surroundings once again. It's completely up to you if you want to sit up or stand up and get up and stretch or what have you. Be mindful to take your time. Be mindful drink your water, and be mindful to always remind yourself that you are safe, you are secure, you are protected, and you are at peace. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to doing this with you again. Until next time, cheers to your transformation. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback and your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much and cheers to your transformation.